After the speeches, the prayers, poems, and parades, there are the balls. 9 official inaugural balls and many more unofficial ones. People are trying to match shoes to their clothing, and that's just the men. Women have been awfully busy with preparations, too. Now, inaugural balls tend to feature long lines of people waiting for small glasses of cheap wine and a glimpse of the new president. Our friend Ellie Furlow has a few thoughts about what to do if, in fact, you're at an inaugural ball and you meet President George W. Bush. He joins us from Cape Cod. Allie, wonderful to have you back.
Oh, lovely to be back.
Now, Allie, the mathematical chances of actually running into the President and Mrs. Bush are small, aren't they?
Well, I was hoping that you might tell me what it's like. I've never been anywhere near the President.
I went to one inaugural ball, and we certainly didn't run into the President. Let's put it that way. But the President and Mrs. Clinton were there, and they were about a half a mile away on top of a stage. But let me ask you first, is there any kind of etiquette that someone should have in mind?
Well, I've been reading Etiquette, the Blue Book of Social Usage, by Emily Post. This edition was published in 1940. There may have been a few changes in society since then. Now, this is what she says if you run into the president. You bow deeply and address him, if he talks to you, as Mr. President. In a long conversation, it's proper to vary Mr. President occasionally with Sir. You call the wife of the president Mrs. Washington, not Hillary Rodham Washington, obviously. You do not sit down while either the president or his wife is standing. No guest, of course, ever leaves until after the president has withdrawn from the room. Was that your experience? Did you do all those things with the inaugural ball?
We didn't get anywhere near the president, but he certainly left before we did, let's put it that way. On the other hand, he didn't have to stand in line as long as we did for a cab, and he certainly didn't have to take the metro home.
Oh, dear.
Now, there's such a thing as ballroom etiquette, isn't there?
Absolutely. Mrs. Post has page after page about ballroom etiquette. This is the essence of what she says. I'm quoting. A ballroom is still the one background against which men as well as women of good breeding must behave with almost exaggerated formal decorum. Ladies do not, and women must not, sit with crossed knees. A lady does not loll back against her chair. Properly, she doesn't even lean back against it at all. Neither a man nor a woman can smoke in a ballroom without destroying the distinction of the whole assemblage. I wonder if that's how people are behaving at the black tie and boots ball put on by the Texas State Society of Washington, where one guest was a 2,200-pound bull called Casper.
Well, and I'm sure among the better-behaved guests, too, if I'm not mistaken. You know one thing I've noticed about these black tie and boots balls? I went to an event in Nashville a few months ago and was told, you know, that I could wear my cowboy boots. Allie, I'm from Chicago, surrounded by these people from Tennessee. I'm the only person in the damn room wearing cowboy boots.
all these other people are
wearing patent leather pumps or whatever you're supposed to wear. Oh, I was mortified. Listen, Allie, a rather more serious question. Is there anything, in your judgment, wrong with having a celebratory inaugural ball over an election that was so fiercely contested and had such a split result?
It seems to me that, from what I hear, they're going a bit far. I think Mrs. Post would have thought a more modest and dignified way of celebrating their victory in the face of the fact that 50% of the people perhaps don't think it was a victory would be to have a quiet, perhaps with a little music, tea party in the White House, limited to family and a few friends. The other possibility she might suggest, if we could telephone her in the Elysian Fields, would be that the parade be very limited, perhaps only allowing the Midland, Texas High School band. That would be the only band allowed. I've seen them on television. They're charming.
They're good.
If they could
They're
just
good.
Do a little tiny, the eyes of Texas are upon you, and then fade away, that's all we need.
Allie, nice talking to you.
I'm so glad to talk to a real veteran of the inauguration.
Yes, for 5 minutes. All right. Allie Furlow joins us from radio station WOMR in Provincetown, Massachusetts.